On Tuesday night at around 6:40 p.m. at the intersections of 8th and Rensselaer Streets in Troy, city police officers came upon a car with two individuals, one of which 22-year-old Demeek McDonald, who was wanted on violating parole for drug sales and removing an ankle bracelet. Police located the car matching the description and partial plate number from the New York State Division of Patrol. Troy Police Chief John Tedesco explained to the press this morning that during the confrontation, Officer Jared Eiler fired his weapon at the scene, striking McDonald in the shoulder and grazing him in the head. McDonald was transported to the hospital and is in custody by the New York State Division of Patrol. No charges have been filed by the city of Troy at this time. The events that unfolded are still under investigation. Officers involved are currently on administrative leave, as is department policy, after a weapon is discharged. Tedesco said the investigation is being handled by the police department with assistance from Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelove. The New York State Attorney General's Office, which has been under executive order to handle officer-involved shootings, is not involved at this time. Chief Tedesco said the AG's office had been in communication with the police department and said that the incident did not require the office to step in to investigate at this time. The incident was not captured on police body cameras. Chief Tedesco said the department is seeking any footage of the encounter from the public. Protesters plan to begin marching at noon at the scene of the incident to Troy City Hall. Mayor Patrick Madden and the chief have asked for patience. Chief Tedesco said he thinks the department has a strong relationship with the community, and considering other officer-involved shootings in the past and the mood in the nation right now between communities and police, the fact that there hasn't been, as he said, serious uprising speaks a lot for the department and community. And, of course, we'll learn more as this investigation plays out. Reporting from Troy for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.